News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Come January 2, persons will be able to register their collateral, including non-traditional assets, with the Security Interests in Personal Property SIP Registry. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says the new business registration form, the Superform, will also become available on January 2. Both instruments are being implemented by the government through the Companies Office of Jamaica, the COJ.
The registry form is part of the Secure Transactions framework designed to modernize and improve commerce by expanding access to domestic credit while at the same time minimizing the risks of loan default. This is yet another structural benchmark agreed by the government of Jamaica with the IMF, and I'm happy to say that we are ahead of the deadline.
The Superform and SIP Registry are expected to help put Jamaica on a path towards sustained economic growth and prosperity. The resort town of Otarius is undergoing major transformation with the phased implementation of a $400 million enhancement project. The upgrade of the Turtle River Road and Otarius Cruise Terminal are two major components of the project. Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says the work will also include major reconstruction of the Turtle River Road between the pier and Main Street.
We're going to be upgrading the pier, the buildings, the parking, all of that within the area. We're going to put shops and different things so that we're closer to what we have at Falmouth, similar types of designs. The Turtle River Road, which is a road that leads up to Main Street, is going to be totally pedestrianized, landscaped, redone.
This phase of the project is expected to be completed in October 2014. The National Housing Trust, the NHT, will be taking a new approach to its inner-city housing program in 2014. NHT Chairman Easton Douglas says several agencies are partnering with the trust to restart community development programs which will replace the inner-city housing program.
Going forward, cost and affordability will be even greater watchwords as we collaborate with the other agencies to make Majestic Gardens the subject of a comprehensive redevelopment program. Critical to this redevelopment is a redesign of our structures to make them more cost-effective to build and more affordable, to build more affordable than they were before.
Agencies partnering with the NHT on community development initiatives include the Planning Institute of Jamaica, Urban Development Corporation, and the Social Development Commission. The Education Ministry intends to identify an additional $150 million during the upcoming fiscal year to advance the National Mathematics Project. Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the project is aimed at achieving overall grade 4 student mastery in the subject by 2018. Minister Thwaites says a review of the below-par performance in mathematics has revealed limited understanding of the subject among students and unsatisfactory teaching methods from teachers.
I am very anxious that we should do everything possible to bring the emphasis on mathematics, not to the exclusion of anything else, but certainly to match the gravity of the need.
Meanwhile, the Ministry of Education is to deploy 50 numeracy specialists to the nation's schools as part of plans to boost student performance. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the deployment is critical if the country is to meet the target of achieving 85% mastery numeracy by 2015.
We can only find 50 mathematics coaches. To have a competence in mathematics is an essential element of a quality education. It is not just so for any puristic reasons, but also because the modern economy requires a facility in mathematics as a gateway to science and as a prism into economic development.
The education minister was addressing mathematics specialists at a two-day retreat recently. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I am Camilla Guthrie.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.